Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty.
What's up everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Liberty Judgmental Podcast. No Philip this week, so let's get straight into the news. So last week we talked about Carlisha Hood and her 14-year-old son in Chicago. Carlisha was arguing with a man inside of a restaurant and called her son, or texted her son, that's what they said. And the son came in and shot the guy, fouled him and shot him outside the restaurant. Well, guess what? The charges was dropped against the mother and son in the shooting. So let's listen to this report.
We begin with breaking news. This afternoon, prosecutors dropped murder charges against a woman and her son accused in the shooting death of a man during a fight at a fast food restaurant.
The decision comes after video came to light showing the victim punching the woman before the gunfire started. Carlisha Hood walked out of jail a little more than an hour ago, hugging her family in relief, and that is where we...
But she called the kid over to shoot the guy. And supposedly he fouled him outside of the restaurant. So I don't understand how's that justified. Yeah, the guy shouldn't have put his hands on her. Not saying that he wasn't wrong. But this doesn't sound right to me.
Find CBS 2's Charlie DeMar. He is live with more on today's emotional court proceedings. Charlie.
And Jim and Marie, we were in court as those charges were dropped. Those charges were dropped after the Cook County State's Attorney's Office said they simply could not meet the burden of proof in both of these cases. As you mentioned, Carlisha Hood walked free from the Cook County Jail, and we're told her 14-year-old son was released earlier today from a juvenile detention facility. Carlisha Hood walked free from the Cook County Jail and shared this emotional hug with family. The reunion comes hours after murder charges against Hood and her 14-year-old son were dropped.
If you say one more thing, I'm gonna knock you out.
The charges stem from the fatal shooting of Jeremy Brown inside the Maxwell Street Express in the West Pullman neighborhood. Video posted to social media shows Hood arguing with Brown inside the restaurant. Prosecutors say that's Brown in the white shirt. Hood then began texting her 14-year-old son, who was waiting outside in the car. Surveillance video shows the teen enter the restaurant and witness Brown hit his mom at least three times in the head and face. Prosecutors say that's when the 14-year-old pulled out a gun and shot Brown in the back. Both Hood and her son.
Well, do we know whose gun is it? Now, the mom is licensed to carry. Is that her gun? Her legal gun? And if that's the case, if that's her legal gun, why does the 14-year-old have it? This is confusing.
Initially faced murder.
So I can pick up somebody else's gun. So a juvenile can pick up someone else's gun and use it, and it's just self-defense?
Murder charges, and she was being held on $3 million bond. Today, those charges were dropped by the Cook County State's Attorney's Office.
You have the right to use deadly force to stop that force against another person. And that's exactly what happened in this case. And that's exactly why the state's attorney's office dropped this case today.
It's not so clear cut as this legal analyst is describing.
Now, Hood declined to comment shortly after she was released from jail, but her family and her attorney tell me they are relieved that she is home this afternoon, that she will be with family. And they also tell me that they feel that justice has finally been served. We are live from the Cook County Jail. I'm Charlie DeMar, CBS 2 News.
Well, guess what? The day after she released, she went to a law office and suing the city. Now, the attorneys for Hood filed a 4-count complaint against the city of Chicago alleging malicious prosecution, false arrest, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Now, what the hell? False arrest. How did they false arrest you? I mean, the cops, that's what the cops known is, that the boy was shooting, and you called them in to shoot him. That's all the cops know. So they arrest you for it. When I'm talking about the cops, I'm talking about the street cops, not like the DA or anything like that. Now, they arrested you. So how's that a false arresting? an intentional infliction of emotional distress. So somebody just attended to mess up your day. The city of Chicago is going to settle this, and she's going to get a nice little check. But I don't understand these charges because I don't understand the complaints because it doesn't make any sense. So they intentionally just wanted to mess up your day. They went out of their way just to mess up your day. They didn't even know you. That doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, she going to get that little, the city of Chicago going to settle and get her a nice big check. What, round by what? Well, hell, they gave her a $3 million bail. That's what she should sue for, $3 million. All right, we going to Ocala, Florida, where a homeowner who was in New Zealand returned home to find Zamori Brown had been squatting in his house for 7 months. Here's the report.
Homeowner says he hid and waited for the squatter to return. Thanks for joining us at 10 o'clock. I'm Ray Vieva.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Luann Sorrell. Soon enough, those two men came face to face. The intruder bolted but was eventually arrested. Fox 35's Marie Ettinger went up to Ocala and spoke exclusively with that homeowner.
I can't sleep without the gun on my person.
This Ocala homeowner isn't sure how long it'll take him to be comfortable in his own home again. Police say Zamoya Brown had been squatting in the house for months and absolutely trashed the place while he was there.
I look at it and all I want to do is cry.
This no trespassing sign didn't do the homeowner any good. He says he was out of town and noticed his electric bill going up. That made him suspicious.
He was like, well, damn, I'm not even home. Why does this bill keep going up? Did you call the electric company, sir?
But it wasn't until he arrived back at home that he realized what had happened. The day the homeowner got back in town, he says he saw his door ajar, the house disheveled, but no one there. He called police to report some stolen items, including an electric scooter, guns, tools, and documents like a social security card and the deed to his house. He decided to sleep in the closet just in case someone showed up.
Opened my eyes, and here's this guy at the bedroom door. The door's open about this wide, looking straight down at me. So I freaked. I jumped up with my pistol and said, get the f*** out of my house.
The police report recounts.
I don't think he was afraid. He intentionally slept in that closet just so he can catch somebody in there so he can blast them. Well, he didn't shoot the guy, but that was his intention. He wasn't afraid. If he was afraid, why would you stay there? A matter of fact, he could have just like slept in a car outside and waited till somebody come in so he can call the police and, you know, they'll straighten it all out. But he slept in that closet just so he can shoot somebody. Well, he didn't shoot him, but that was his intention. He wasn't afraid at all. He had a gun on his head.
It's the two arguing over who owns the house. The homeowner fired a shot into the floor.
Now he starts saying, you can't do that. You're going to jail. I'm going to call the police. I said, good, call the police.
Well, with that effect on his voice, you almost already can tell that Zamoya is a black guy.
He did.
He's the one who called police?
Yeah.
When police asked the homeowner if he wanted to press charges, he said at first he just asked if Brown could be trespassed.
I said, you know, I don't want the guy to go to jail. He reminds me of my son in a way. Tall, skinny, too smart for his own good, and dumb as a bag of rocks at the same time.
Brown.
Well, oh, I would have pressed charges against him, but hey, look, my bad dude was up. My bad dude wasn't nobody in there. Then going to cop a squat in somebody else's house and using up the electricity.
Wound up being charged with trespassing plus possession of methamphetamine and marijuana. Brown has a court date coming up July 11th. In Ocala, Marie Ettinger, Fox 35 News.
Yeah, he's like a son, tall and dumb as a box of rocks. Next up, we come to Philadelphia, PA. Street entrepreneurs, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, let me know if this is a street entrepreneur or not. But a Philadelphia towing company charging a multi-million-dollar Cadillac converter theft ring, TDI and Towing in Port Richmond section, stole $8.2 million worth of Cadillac converters over 3 years. Now, here's the report.
multi-million dollar criminal enterprise operating in a large part of our region has now been dismantled. That according to the Bucks County DA today, which announced charges connected to an elaborate catalytic converter theft operation. Action News reporter Becca Hendrickson joining us now live in Doylestown with more on how this investigation unfolded. Becca.
Brian, this was a year-long investigation involving 5,000 hours of surveillance video, undercover investigations. It led these prosecutors to a towing company in Port Richmond that was, at minimum, buying $10,000 worth of stolen catalytic converters per night. Surveillance video shows a person inside of TDI Towing in Port Richmond pulling a catalytic converter out of a car and cooling it off. Investigators say this company.
So damn, was the car, did somebody just stop and just went inside for something? Or went in a house and my man just came up and stole a converter because it was still hot?
Company bought $8.2 million worth of catalytic converters over 3 years.
Our goal? To put them out of business forever.
The Bucks.
Oh, district attorney, oh, hating on these street entrepreneurs. $8.2 million in 3 years worth of stolen Cadillac converters.
County District Attorney's Office announced charges against 11 people and TDI Towing for the catalytic converter theft ring that spans the entire Delaware Valley.
As you all know, criminals don't care about borders.
Prosecutors say Michael Williams runs TDI Towing and is the kingpin. Also charged are six of his employees, many of whom are related, who investigators say bought the converters. And these four suspects are what investigators described as the cutters. One suspect, Richard Page, is still on the run.
These are the people that do the damage to your automobiles. These are also the people that sold the stolen cats to TDI.
Investigators say the company bought an average 175 converters per week at about $300 each and were reselling the precious metals.
And they are rhodium, platinum, and palladium. Increased dramatically.
Okay, so they bought the Cadillac converters off of the cutters for $300. And they sold them for, you know, the precious metals. I want to know how much is that a Cadillac converter is with the precious metals. If they bought them for $300, then it's got to be close to around maybe about $700, $800.
Dramatically during the pandemic because of supply chain issues.
There are now padlocks on the Port Richmond company. Philadelphia police say a major criminal ring in the city has been shuttered.
You heard the DA here in Bucks County say thousands. We had... You could times that by a crooked number, and you'd know how many Philadelphia has been suffering. So it's a good day when we could put all our resources together.
And investigators say this investigation is ongoing, including into the corporations that were buying the precious metals off of TDI. Police are also encouraging more victims who had their catalytic converters stolen to come forward. In Doylestown, Becca Hendrickson, Channel 6, Action News. Brian?
Becca.
Yeah, that's what's up. They need to keep going higher up because with the people that TDI sold the converters to for the metals, they need to be charged also because they knew it was up because they had so many. They're getting so many. You already know that they done stole it off of somebody. Especially you can look and tell how the way they cut it, that it was stolen off of someone's car. Like I say, I want to know, okay, they bought the converters from the cutters for $300. I want to know how much they sold these converters for to the higher uppers. It's got to be double than what they paid for it. Maybe triple, I don't know. Yeah, that's something they should have talked about on the news. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this was a short one. When we'll get with Philip, we'll do our movie and TV reviews and our sports talk. So reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at @_Judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good one.
So I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that whoa. Hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track.